standing by. Welcome to the Pipeline Update conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you'd like to ask a question, you'll need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 27th of January, 2010. And I'd now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Jordi Molina. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Natasha, and good morning, everyone. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today to this conference with regards to our decision to focus on the twice-daily dosing of Eclira, announced early this morning. This is Jordi Molina, Investor Relations. Joining us today in this event, we have Eduardo Sanchez, Chief Financial Officer, Luciano Conde, Chief Operating Officer, and Per-Olof Andersson, Chief Scientific Officer. And I now hand over to Eduardo for the opening remarks. At the end of the addressment, we will open a Q&A session.
Okay, thanks, Jordi. Good morning, everyone. As you saw on the wire assembly this morning, Almirall has just announced that we will give priority to the development of Eclira twice a day. The decision to focus on this dose regime has solid grounds. We strongly believe that the development, regulatory, and commercial pathway, both for Eclira and for the combination of Eclidinium and formoterol, will be improved. That, together with the product profile that has become stronger with the latest clinical trials, should be in a better position to provide an improved mid- and long-term value with this product. Before handing over to Per-Olof Andersson, let me give you a perspective on the financial and corporate development implications arising from this decision. We remain totally focused in executing our strategic priorities for 2010, and the outlook that we provided recently is we reiterate it. We target to sustain profits compared to 2009 with a sales evolution that we anticipate to be flat to slightly declining. Cost and OPEX management will continue to be a high priority in our agenda, certainly for 2010, but in general until we launch our new products. We still target to partner this product in Japan during 2010, and discussions actually are already ongoing. On the other hand, when we look at Europe, and since that will be more of a commercial partnership, we target that and we will prioritize it around the time of filing in Europe. In summary, our strategy is totally on track, the financial guidance is reiterated, and moreover, we believe that today's news brings significantly improved prospects for the Eclira franchise and thus enhances mid- and long-term value for shareholders. Let me now hand over to Per-Olof.
Thank you, Eduardo. So let me take you through briefly the scientific basis for our decision to focus on the BID dose regimen. As you know, we announced earlier this month very positive results from the ACCORD-COPD1 trial, the first Eclidinium phase 3 study using BID dosing. These results showed very good bronchodilatation and especially an excellent tolerability and side effect profile. Based on this and following a detailed regulatory as well as clinical expert consultation process, we have decided to focus on the BID development of Eclira and therefore put the once daily filing on hold. As you can understand, this is a decision that we have not taken lightly, since this, of course, is likely to cause a delay in the availability of this medication to COPD patients and to physicians in Europe. However, we should all remember the context here. There is a very large number of COPD patients in Europe, and there is still only a limited number of therapies available, and many patients still remain untreated. ARMA is looking to make a difference for those patients, so we take today's decision on the basis of our belief that BID dosing will see an improved outcome for these patients. We believe that this will also speed up the regulatory review and allow us for getting this product, as well as the combination with formoterol, quickly to patients. As you know, the BID development is going on full speed, both for the monotherapy and for the combination with formoterol. For the monotherapy, there are two ongoing phase 3 studies, a 3-month study in the US and a six-month study in Europe. The results for these studies will be available later this year, early 2011, and the filing is scheduled for 2011. Additionally, there are also two large phase 2B clinical trials of actinium bromide and formoterol BID. These studies will read out towards the end of this year. So, wrapping up, this important decision is, in our view, not only in the best interest of patients, but will also facilitate the development, the regulatory and the commercial pathway of Eclira and the formoterol combination. Thank you very much, and with this I'll hand over to Jordi.
Thank you. Natasha, back to you for Q&A, please.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from Joe German from Wood City. Please ask your question.
In terms of the phase 3 program now, is these, you obviously have the studies that are ongoing and the two that are going to report, is that the totality of the extra data that you're going to be filing on, or are there any more studies planned? And sort of just leading on a little bit from that, you're targeting a filing now of the twice daily in 2011 in Europe. I believe it's still late 2011, 2012 in the US. So is there extra work or something different that means that filing in the US is a little bit later? That's sort of the first question. And then the second one is just, you know, one of the possible advantages of doing that earlier filing with the once daily in Europe was that it started the review of the inhaler. Is there any way in either the US or in Europe that you can sort of kickstart that part of the regulatory program or review before you sort of file the complete data package? I'm just wondering if, you know, if there's any way of just sort of accelerating that part of the review. That's it.
Okay, good morning, Joe. Well, so let me start with the clinical program. So the clinical program that is ongoing is going to be sufficient, in our view, to address both the needs in the US and in Europe. With regard to timelines, obviously we are trying as much as possible to speed up the filing, and we aim now to file in 2011 for both territories. With regard then to the question about the inhaler and the benefit of the earlier interaction in Europe, we are not so concerned about the inhaler as part of the review process in Europe, where an earlier version of this inhaler is already on the market. In the US, we have taken advantage of the earlier interactions we've had, including a Type C meeting during last year, to make sure that the FDA is up to speed with what we're doing in the development. And we have very positive feedback so far from the FDA. From a formal point of view, there is a possibility to have the inhaler reviewed ahead of time, unfortunately.
That's great, thanks.
Next question comes from Jo Walton from Credit Suisse. Please ask your question.
Good morning. I wonder if you could share with us a little bit more of what your key opinion leaders' views on this were. As I understood it, they were quite happy with the level of benefit that you got with the once daily. Is it that they now feel that that's not commercially sensible, it's not clinically relevant, or what have your opinion leaders told you?
So with regard to the clinical opinion leaders, including Professor Paul Jones, he still believes that the once daily data is beneficial to patients. You have to see it the other way around, though. We are caught in a situation, in a way, where we have such good data on a different dosing regimen with a higher doses that gives both a higher bronchodilatation and also preserves the excellent tolerability profile. So that is the reason why, especially the regulatory expertise we have talked about, tell us that if we file the once-a-day dosing, it will create a question with regard to the appropriate selection of patients for this dosing regimen, given that obviously tolerability is similar for 200 once a day, 200 BID, and even 400 BID as it looks today. An improvement in bronchodilatation can never be a bad thing for these patients. I hope that has addressed your question.
It has, yes. Are there, just to follow up, there are no additional costs that we should be putting into our modelling for this, launch costs or write-offs of stuff that have been made ready for Europe, which will no longer be useful, anything like that, nothing material there?
No. I mean, the program, as I explained before, for the BID filing is ongoing and stays intact, as does the program for the formoterol combination program.
From my side, I can confirm that there is no anticipated write-off or any particular action as a result of this decision.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Veronika Dubakova. Please ask your question.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. Three questions, if I can. One, I just want to make sure that the two studies that you have ongoing are both requirements for you to be able to file, and could you potentially file without one of them? Second, I was hoping you could walk us through your thinking in terms of how you will commercially position aclidinium, given that it will be a BID product versus Spiriva. And on that note, could you let us know if you are planning to do any more head-to-head studies versus tiotropium, and if potentially when these could report? Thank you.
Okay. Can I start, Veronica, with the first and the last? So first, with regard to the ongoing program, it is correct that in principle we could file with two studies, this is correct for both the U.S. territory and for Europe. Having said that, we are running the program also including long-term safety studies and so on, so the entirety of the program will likely be used for both filings. With regard to further studies, head-to-head or comparison studies with tiotropium and so on, we are discussing this at the moment, and we have no intention to put this today into the file, but probably later on we might have some other studies in that direction. But that depends a little bit on the outcome of the phase 3 program that is ongoing.
Yeah, regarding the commercial, let's say, implications for us of this situation, as you are aware, we have always said that we intend to partner the product in Europe to help and support the launch of the product. Obviously, this will delay somehow the partnership and eventually the outcome of income coming from this agreement. But by the other hand, we believe that this could be offset by the superiority that we expect to have, let's say, 9 symptoms, particularly in the patients, as we have commented, and the increased efficacy, which, as Per said, higher bronchodilation is never a bad thing for this kind of patients. So we believe that we could have an interesting selling proposition. And you also have to remember that first is the device benefit that we believe could make a huge difference for the patients as well. And also we have not altered the commercialization dates for the combination product, which, if you remember, in our previous communications, our previous discussions with you, have always been perceived as the big driver of commercial value overall.
Great, thank you very much.
Your next question comes from Jamie Clark from Bank of America. Please ask your question.
Hey, good morning. I have two questions, please. Firstly, can you give us an idea of the likely size and scope of the phase 3 studies for the combination, assuming the phase 2B data at the end of this year is positive? And secondly, can you just give us some more background on why the Japanese partnering is expected in 2010, but the European partnering is only expected around the time of the filing? Is the Japanese partnership for the twice daily dosing, or is that for the once daily dosing? Thanks.
Yes, Jamie, the phase 3 design for the combination product is likely to be conventional in the way that you have to compare with each of the components. Obviously, this will be influenced a little bit by the outcome of the ongoing phase 2B studies, but that is likely going to be the case. So in that case, it would be a study of the fixed dose combination against the two individual components and placebo.
Would those likely be 6-month studies or 3-month studies? I mean, how quickly do you think those studies would be completed?
Well, the normal rule is 6-month study for Europe and 3-month studies for the US. I don't think this would be an exception to that as such for the requirement. With regard to partnership in Japan versus Europe, obviously in Japan we need to have a partner that will do some clinical work in Japan, and therefore we think that this is an appropriate time now, with having one phase 3 study completed, to go and fix a partnership there, whereas in Europe it would be a commercial partnership with no need for any development interaction.
Yes, building on that, remember that again, as obviously the project progresses, the value increases, and since we do not have now a particular need in terms of contribution to P&L coming from a partner, I mean, we already are getting that through our partnership with Forest, nor cash in particular, I think that we are better off waiting until around the time of filing and then engage into the discussions, as we have also seen a number of examples in the marketplace nowadays. Having said that, I can tell you that we have a number of companies interested, but I think it would be in the best interest of Almirall to wait a bit more until, again, we are around the time of filing in Europe.
Brilliant, thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel the request, please press the hash key. That's star 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. There are no further questions. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for attending this event, and thanks for your interest in Almirall, and have a good day. Thanks.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.